Hey, Maggie.
Oh, what?
Hey, Maggie.
Hi.
Hey.
What is this? I don't like it. Normally you talk to, I don't see, now I feel what the guest feels when we just suddenly attack them.
Hey, Jake.
What? Hi. Am I here?
Normal. Yeah, you're here.
Okay.
Hey.
Great.
Hey. Hey.
I just wanted to make sure I was here.
What a startling beginning. Hey. I feel like anything could happen.
Oh. So many beginnings are often startling.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jake. Why should you be our roommate?
I am almost never home.
Wow.
I always turn all the lights off before I go to sleep.
Great.
And I have a big board game collection.
He's in. Kyle, right? I mean, he's definitely in, right? Kyle? Hey, Kyle? He's in?
Hey, Maggie.
What?
Hey.
Why?
Hey.
What is this?
Hey. Hey,
Jake. What?
Hi.
Hi. I don't care for it.
Well,
I like to have the power. I don't like to be put on the spot.
Well, consider the power got.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey.
Did I pass or not?
Oh, yeah, that's our show. Put the cake in the oven and I'll read you a book on the shelf.
Water the
going to be all right.
Welcome to Roommate Lovers, a podcast where a couple gives you a couple pieces of advice. He is Kyle, and he's 60% water.
She's Maggie, and she's 40% tough stuff.
Did you have that prepared?
Yeah.
You wrote down a percentage.
I wrote 40% tough stuff.
You wrote that after I said the scientific fact about how every human, including yourself, is made of 60% water.
Yep. I wrote that. I planned that.
Do you know what's funny is I feel like now I can't understand the second line of the theme song. Like,
what
I
are
know,
you talking
it's
about?
It's like, I always knew what you were saying. But now that so many people are like, what is Kyle saying? He says,
read you a shelf.
I can't.
What could it possibly be besides read you a book?
I don't. I mean, it's like read
on the shelf.
I hear like regarding
you. Know what? I'm
you,
honored. I'm not taking it as an insult. You know who else you can't understand? Eddie Vedder, Kurt Cobain, other cool people. Okay.
Ring you a blunganga shelf.
Ring you a blunganga shelf.
Is that something from IKEA?
Yeah.
I have to put it together myself? We got to really string this along, Kyle. I've only got 43 minutes until I got to be on Spotify listening to Tortured Poets Department.
Okay.
It's released. As of the recording, it's going
as
to be released in 1 hour's time.
Yeah.
So can we just like get through Jake, get through this all. Like,
I don't have time.
My girl has a new album
dropping.
I
want to tell you about what I pulled out of the sink. Our sink was a little clogged.
What you couldn't hear was my jaw dropped.
Our sink was a little clogged, and I'm going out of town for the next couple of days.
Did you unclog the sink for me?
I know. I'll be a proper roommate lover, and I'll unclog the sink. It was like going down slow, right?
I'm so honored.
And it was the last couple of days, and I was like, okay, I'll try to do this. So I took a snake thing. You would not have been able to handle it.
I can't even. This is worse. You know what this is? What you're doing is like when in like
this
a horror movie.
This is when Tarantino turns the camera away instead of showing
exactly,
the violence.
It's like the sound of like.
Yep. It's like,
of like a monster.
You don't show the shot. Yeah.
No. That's what you're doing to me right now.
Yeah.
But I also don't want you to describe it.
I won't describe it. But let me just say, whatever you're picturing, three times worse.
I'm sorry, listener. This is happening to you because it's happening to me.
It was gross. My hair probably, that's down there. And I wasn't going to talk about it, but honestly, my mind went blank and that was all I had.
So we're going to do this. You're going to drag me through
the mud. No, that's all I have.
That's it? Oh,
that's
great. I can get back to my department.
You could.
I got an appointment at the Tortured Poets Department. I got to make it.
Tortured Poets Department?
Yeah.
That sounds.
Do you want to know the hot goss after the leak came, which I did not listen to because I have respect for female artists? It's not going to be about Joe. It's going to be about Maddie Healy, of all people.
I don't know what any of that means.
You heard it here first. Kyle, well, you didn't hear
it
here first.
Who's Joe?
Oh, God damn it!
Which show? Can
God
we get more specific?
Damn it, Kyle!
Which show?
You call yourself the number Keery? One Swifty and you don't know that.
I don't call myself number one
you
Swifty.
You don't? I thought you called yourself that every morning.
Is it Joe Keery?
No, it's not.
Famed Stranger Things actor
turned
musician?
And now, is it Joe Nay Joe?
What?
Nay, like born like
who
Maggie
is it?
Montaigne.
Which
Nay
Joe?
Smith.
Joe DiMaggio?
No. I'd like you to keep guessing Joe's. You don't
Joe
know this one.
Joe Pesci.
No, she didn't
Joe,
date.
Joe, the dog I had when I was a kid that got
JoJo?
JoJo of Casey and JoJo?
Kyle, I'm sorry. No, it's Joe Alwyn, the actor. He's British. She was with him for 6 years. But if the leak is to be believed and the headlines to be believed, this is not about Joe.
Well, you know what I was leaked earlier today? That this was a friggin' awesome podcast.
It is.
I love our roommate so much.
Now, this is our first repeat guest because we knew, hey, folks, we need a good one for you.
We need a good one. We need to come out swinging
hard. We need to come out swinging, and we know.
For Joe Keery.
We know.
Swing for Joe.
Swing
we
for
said.
Joe. That's what we told Jake. We said,
we need
you to swing
for
Joe.
Do it for Joe.
Do it for D. Joe.
Do it for D. Joe.
I'm still a little mad that Joe Keery's name is just Joe and not D. Joe.
Guys, if you're not listening to Joe's music, it's great.
Come on.
It's great. It's Joe Keery.
Yeah.
You got to watch Hot Ones with Conan. I wanted to talk about it in this intro, and you haven't watched it.
I haven't watched it yet.
Because if you haven't watched Hot Ones, I feel like there's going to be like before Conan O'Brien did Hot Ones
and after. Oh my God.
That's how I feel very strongly about it.
Okay.
I
got to watch it.
Physically reacting.
I will.
Here's what I'll say.
A little.
Go
ahead.
You go.
No,
here's what I'll say.
No, here's what I'll say.
The lady doth protest too much.
Please stop.
You got it.
Cracked ourselves up.
What are you going to say?
I haven't seen Hot Ones. I did have a little Hollywood moment, and I saw Conan at a Conan
Maggie
event.
I did get to go to a
post
Conan
Hot
screening.
Ones. I got to Conan screening. He was there.
One of us did not
it
get
may or may
go.
Not have also been like a birthday thing, and then I sang happy birthday to Conan. Conan's birthday cake doesn't
Maggie
matter.
Maggie did get to go see Conan, and she got to meet Jordan
Schlansky. Doesn't matter. That's not what we're talking about. What I am talking about is he was wearing the same jacket that he was wearing in Hot Ones.
Yes.
And Nick Offerman, you know Nick.
You know Nick.
He was there too, and he was talking to Conan. He was interviewing him, and
he said,
"He's like, you're wearing your same jacket from Hot Ones.
From Hot Ones.
Did you? I assume you washed it. And I haven't seen this, so I'm not sure exactly what happened. But my understanding is that a bunch of wings
went into the pockets. Yes.
And Conan said, and I'm like. Sure, I know his comedy. He's serious. He's like, I did not wash these. I did not
that
wash
tracks.
This jacket.
I
and
believe
he puts his hands into the pockets. He's like, yeah, they're a little bit sticky in there.
Yep.
That was gross.
Yep.
That was a cool
classic
fun.
Classic cone zone.
Yeah.
But it's just like the way Conan approached and handled this show.
Oh my God.
Is perfect.
Great.
I just feel like there was a what's that podcast? This is not interesting. I don't know why.
The
I feel
Daily.
Like, not the Daily, but it's
oh,
like
not
the
daily.
Daily.
It's like the Daily.
It's like the Daily. Pop culture happy hour.
Oh,
you know, it's like it's an.
Thanks
NPR
for letting
podcast,
me do a bit.
Right?
No, I liked that you just went right to it. Thanks for letting me play in the space.
They did a whole sec.
You know, it's fine.
All right, go to play in the space.
No,
Maggie.
I don't want to play in the space.
I don't
want to
play in the space. Almost what we called this podcast. Okay, listen, Conan's approach to the Hot Ones is just
it's great.
It's amazing. I just the amount of effort and preparation and but also like just looseness with it. It's just perfect. It's
damn
the perfect
it.
Blend. Just like our
God.
Roommate this week. The
yes.
perfect blend of a specimen of a man.
I've said that to his face and he gets uncomfortable, but
I agree.
It's true.
I love Jake so much and I don't think he knows. Yeah. And I would never
and
say
I would never tell him.
This emphatically
I would never
to him,
tell him.
But I do. He's hilarious.
I'll never tell him.
He's so funny.
Yeah.
Amazing roommate.
It's a
this
delight.
Week. You might know his podcast, Give Me That D.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. It's currently on a break and it's going to be coming back
it's
soon.
It's coming back bigger than
we
ever.
We got some hot goss.
Yeah.
But yeah, please help us in welcoming this week's roommate,
Jake Farrington.
I really didn't think it would be that big of a deal for me to say hey to Maggie.
It scared me.
Yeah.
It scared me to my very core. I mean, I'm not kidding. I had a physical reaction of like,
yeah,
butthole clenched all the way in.
I'm wearing way too many layers, but at this point, I've committed.
Looks good.
You're already on camera. The continuity.
Mm-hmm. The continuity errors.
No, you'll never be able to edit around it if you take that jacket off.
But also, it's just like, once you wear too many layers and you start to sweat, then I feel like I'm just baked into it. You know what I'm like?
Yeah.
I could take the layers off, but then I just feel like the sweat's going to be more evident.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then people are having the like molecules just out. Yeah, like it's just
molecules
like
molecules are out.
Yeah, the sweat molecules.
The stench bars are.
And it makes the wet layer visible when mm-hmm. you take off the top layer. Ooh. They can really see what's going on under there.
Are
really
you? Do you pit out? hey Jake, do you pit out?
Hey, Jake. Hell yeah!
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
In Southern California.
Yeah.
You pit out.
I'm pitting out.
Pitting out. That's
good. I feel like I don't like have the wet. I just have the stink.
Oh, I got both. Double whammy.
Oh man. Ah.
Yeah, but in some circles, that's an attractive quality.
Yeah.
Okay.
In some cultures, that means that you're the leader.
I've kind of always thought that I'm a pretty healthy guy. So I've always thought, hey.
Yeah, just 50% cookies.
If I
pretty healthy.
And I'm working on more. Uh-oh. I always thought, if I sweat, maybe it smells like, hey, that's a healthy guy.
Mm.
Is that crazy?
Is that musk?
It could be. I don't want to get too into it, but okay. You know.
We're there, Jake.
Yeah, we're here.
I don't want to get too into it. Almost what we call this podcast.
I will say, I've gotten good feedback about the way I smell from certain people, so it's possible. It's possible.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nothing's out of the realm
during
of possibility.
During the break, I'll lift up my shirt.
We'll get some feedback. Yeah.
Just platonic, nothing more. Just platonic sniff.
Platonic sniff.
That's what we got to call the a platonic.
We got there immediately. That's the energy that Jake brings. We knew Jake, you're our first repeat guest.
I'm honored.
Like you're our first repeat, and we knew
since we started doing the roommate.
Since we started doing our roommates.
We knew
that it would be 10 a good
out of
episode.
10. Pancakes or waffles, Jake?
I gotta go pancakes. I feel like waffle is the cooler answer.
Yeah, it is.
But I have to be truthful to who I am. If I had the choice, I would
you
go
think
pancakes.
Waffle's the cooler answer?
I do.
I think they're. I mean, look at
really?
Me.
Really?
I would pick waffles and look
yeah.
at me.
Yeah.
I would never in 100 years say waffle's the cool answer.
No.
Waffle's the answer that you have like a little device to make it. That's not exciting.
How is that not exciting?
Because
how
it's a little device.
Yeah, pancakes is like a lazy man's waffle.
Yeah.
No, a pancakes work waffle.
Oh, interesting.
A pancake is work waffle.
Now you think
work
that
waffle.
You think that a waffle doesn't take work.
It takes
then why
a lot
don't you
less.
Make them?
They have the little shape. I don't make them because you can buy them frozen. They're just as good.
They are. That's true. They're delicious.
I just think there's more going on in a waffle than there is a pancake. Like a pancake is inherently more basic.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Blueberry pancakes? Chocolate chip pancakes?
Well,
Kong pancakes?
That's not the question I was asked.
No,
I was simply asked.
No, you're right.
Pancakes, waffles.
Shoot the messenger. I get it.
Yeah.
That's what they say. Always shoot the messenger.
Always shoot the messenger. Yeah.
We're learning a lot so far. We're like 3 minutes in and I've learned so much.
Okay, let's get to a question.
Now let's hit the questions okay. hard.
What nonverbal cues can I give my colleague that I'm DTF? I can't tell him out. Let me start that again. I can't tell him or outright indicate to him that I'm DTF because we are in a professional position and I don't know how he feels, but I can't stop thinking about fucking him. How can I give very subtle nonverbal cues over time that I want him without it being obvious enough to make him uncomfortable if he's not into it? We have a vibe that really clicks, so I'll be able to tell if he's receptive of the cues or not and will quickly give it up if he doesn't seem to pick up on the hints or reciprocate.
Wow. This person's like a live wire. They can tell.
They can tell.
Wow.
Yeah. Let me try something. Hey.
Hey.
Ooh, wow, that was palpable.
Yeah. I'm getting, I think it's reciprocated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, Jake.
Sorry, Jake.
Turn your headphone volume
turn your headphones
off. We're about to get freaky.
Yeah. Jake. This is getting perverse.
Yeah. Oh, God. Wow.
Oh, God.
So lovely to have.
So lovely
a man.
To have a man.
Wow. Okay, well, now we're bragging.
Yeah.
Now we're bragging. And we're just repeating our vows.
Yeah.
Our
so lovely.
Vows. So lovely to have a man.
I do.
Eyebrow raises is what I would go for.
Oh.
Like hey, you getting lunch? Yeah, I'm getting lunch.
Okay, that's the horniest thing I've ever seen.
I mean, that's pretty good.
I don't know. Would you go for that? Try it at me. Let's try it.
Hey, Denise, are you going to be turning in those quarterly reports at noon? Whoa.
There's no...
Did you see that? I felt like all she did was raise her eyebrows.
No,
I
was waiting
that.
For you to raise your eyebrows.
No, but you raised it back at me. I felt
but that.
That
was a judgmental... Uh-oh, we do not... We are not
that was
on
a judgmental
same.
Raise?
Yeah, I was like, are you not going to do
hang on,
the
move
thing?
The mic. Move the mic and do the same thing.
Okay, I was like this.
Yeah, I can see it now. I can see it now. You know, when I was just looking at the eyebrows, it was enough, but the mic sort of blocked.
I think you have an eyebrow thing.
I have an eyebrow thing.
I mean, eyebrows are effective.
Yeah.
I think eye contact is mm-hmm. the most direct way.
Oh, yeah.
And like really looking in someone's eyes yeah. and letting yeah. it linger like yeah. a second too long.
Yeah.
And if they keep that eye contact as well, then yeah. you know it's on.
It's on.
You know?
There was like a...
I'm so self-conscious and, looking at you.
I know.
Like, how long am I looking?
Oh my God, Kyle. Quit coming on to me.
How long Literally, do I, look? I am right here.
My wife is right here.
Oh my God. I don't blame him for a second though.
I wouldn't blame me either. No.
And I'm sorry to sound like such an incredible intelligent scientist right now.
Go ahead.
But I once saw an article about a study
okay.
that wow. did
Jeez,
say that
astute.
Then thank you. Yeah. Well,
Jeez.
That did say that the like way to fall in love with someone was to just have prolonged eye contact with them. Like they did studies where they would like have people just look in each other's eyes for long times.
Yeah.
And they would like fall in love.
That makes sense.
Isn't
Me and Maggie
wild?
Did do that mirroring exercise in improv yeah. for like 30 minutes.
I know.
And after that,
you
it
were
was
my
just
partner,
like, wow, yeah.
And it was like,
well,
wow.
This is why so many improv teams are so incestuous.
100%.
They all fall in love with each
yeah,
other
I know.
Because of these
The worst
exercises.
Is when you're in love with someone and then you do a mirroring exercise and your partner's not there if you do it with someone
oh,
else.
Yeah.
And now we have a triangle.
That's dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah and now
triangles
we have a
are pointy.
Yeah.
I do think there's something to that improv team thing. I think there is because you're like, you're putting yourself. Hi, hey, this is Kyle here. I'm getting real here. Getting
okay.
real talk.
Okay.
Kai talk. I think there is some, like when you're doing improv, people like you're out there on the stage. It's like
yeah.
it's like the Wild West. It's like Jurassic Park, you know. And you're like you're a little nervous. You're a little scared, probably. You go out there. You got your comrades.
Mm.
And I feel like there is something you bond.
Your babies.
Yeah, your
more
babies.
Likely to be incestuous.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
Although incestuous seems like the wrong term.
How many people did you did you go ahead and do in your improv
well,
team? Based
just
on
because
this.
I'm
oh, there's an asshole fly in here.
I might not have been very successful
here.
At it, but I've, what are you talking
there's
about?
A fly there's a right fly. Behind you,
oh.
and he's being
huge.
A dick.
Okay.
Oh, Jake!
It's the size of a cat.
Jake, meow! Purr!
Cat fly.
Get
cat
out of
fly.
Here!
Okay, well, we'll just abandon whatever I was saying. That's
anyway.
Fun.
No,
Kyle, we want to know all the
no,
ladies.
No, I don't have anything
you
to say.
You banged so many
I
people.
Banged a lot.
In your
we
improv.
Got it. We got it. We got it.
No. I, besides you, I think I went out with one or two other improv
whoa,
members.
Whoa! Whoa!
Okay.
Don't need to compare
so
numbers
you,
with me. That's high.
You optically banged a lot
I,
of people.
Yeah, I would say I'm an optical banger. Yeah.
Okay.
an optical banger. That's what Picasso made, right?
Yeah,
optical
yeah.
bangers.
Yeah. Picasso's optical bangers. We've got a lot of potential titles here. How good are frogs at finding water? Let me set the scene.
Okay.
I'm in the kitchen, cooking dinner, when I hear one of my kids call that the other child has spilled his cup. I look for my mop. It's important to know that there was already clean water in the bucket, but it's important to me that you know that I'm not gross and I don't ordinarily do this. I had been interrupted yesterday after filling the bucket before putting soap in. The bucket sat for 24 hours full of clean water.
Sus,
anyway,
but okay.
Anyway, I get the bucket and mop sitting beside it and I start cleaning up the spilled cup. I go to wring out the mop into the bucket when I notice something in the water. At first, I think it's a kid's toy, but then it moves. I realize there was a frog, not a little one, but a fat fist-sized frog.
There's a frog
in the mop bucket.
In your house?
In
your
mop
bucket.
Bucket? My kids couldn't pull off a prank like this. They'd have been giggling uncontrollably. My husband has denied any involvement. I can't move on with my life until I know that if that frog could plausibly have gotten into my house and
well,
known if it would know to jump in the bucket of water. Please help me.
Okay, now, I don't know Whoa. What to tell you. If you make a tiny pond, what do you expect is going to happen?
Yeah.
What do you expect is going to happen? You've created a tiny ecosystem in your home. Nature is going to nature.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was the famous Jeff Goldblum who said, life finds a way.
Yeah.
Very true.
You made a tiny pond. A frog's going to come to it right away, right? I mean,
yeah.
we're all frog scientists here.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
We all have degree in
yeah.
frog studies.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I have actually like more questions for the writer.
Okay.
You know, like... They seem really concerned about our perception of them.
Yeah, they do.
And like going too hard trying to set the scene. Like,
yeah.
I would never do something like this.
I couldn't possibly
I would
leave.
Never.
I want you
but...
to know.
But.
And my kids could never pull
they
off
could
a prank.
Never.
They're not even funny.
They're not,
not even funny.
They can't commit to the bit.
My husband, basically a bum. He
yeah,
couldn't,
yeah.
He couldn't hold a frog if a frog hopped into his hand.
And then my other question is like, are you just leaving the doors open? How did it get inside?
Yeah, that's yeah. the big one, right? That's
yeah.
the big one. That, and that's what I think her question is. She's like, my home is airtight, perfectly clean. I just need to know how this frog got in here. Has the frog been in there the whole time? Has the frog been doing a parasite, maybe?
Ooh,
maybe there's a frog family?
The
yes.
frog is coming from inside the house.
Oh, yeah. Ribbit.
Do you guys, have you guys heard, I was telling Maggie about this, have you heard I was watching this TikTok about how there's so many fake podcasts out there.
Oh my God. Have you seen this?
Yes. There's like clips of staged podcasts.
Yeah.
Like in order to just get views. Like it's not a real podcast, but it looks like a real podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
As a fellow podcaster, it's sick to
me. It makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
And that's why you should buy books.
Books.
That's what we're selling here.
Not on our just podcast. For nerds anymore.
Not just books. For nerds anymore. Books.
Finally, cool books.
Yeah. Finally, books get back. The do. Books get back.
Back do.
It is crazy. Books get back do. I do feel like there's something about seeing people on a mic, right? Yeah. Like seeing people on a mic with headphones being like, oh, that's if they've been asked to be on a podcast or if they have their shit together enough to have a podcast and it looks like that.
Yeah.
Then like they must be smart.
That's what I'm counting on.
That's what we're all counting on.
Yeah. All the TikToks in my algo are basically straight up just people doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Do you watch any podcasts, Jake? Do you like watch them?
Are you a pod watcher?
I'm pretty much strictly audio.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
But I respect the people who throw it on for the visual element. Like I like that those people exist. They're out there. For me,
I like that they exist too.
Yeah.
I like that they exist.
Yeah, I like that they exist.
I like that they exist.
I like to be doing other things while I'm listening to podcasts.
Me too. I'm driving.
Name one of them.
Cooking breakfast. Oh. Doing dishes.
Wow. Mm. Well, that's two.
Sorry.
Don't say anymore.
I won't. I could. I could go
I don't,
on.
I don't, Please, want, I don't want that. I don't chill. Want that. Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit.
Like any moment where I could be left alone with my own thoughts, I want to avoid that.
Yeah, so we're going to put on someone else talking and be like, I'm fine.
Fill my head with other thoughts.
We laugh.
Yeah. But we have to.
Is the frog attracted to water? I think that's the question.
I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And like, does the frog know the water is there? Because that's the thing. A frog can get into the house. But how does it know the water's there?
I don't know that they're necessarily related. I don't think the frog entered the home like, there's a bucket of water in here I want to get in. I think maybe the frog found its way inside and then while kind of looking around was like, I sense water around maybe.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. They must be able to sense it.
I think that their skin like sucks water in. Yeah. Like that's like amphibian skin. They just suck it in.
Okay.
And so they're out in a dry area and they're like, there's no water here, but there's a little bit
of going, moisture like, in the air. Yeah, yeah.
Like a dementor, like sucking out the soul.
Exactly.
There's like the mop bucket is like
I read about
sucked.
This in zoo books as a kid.
Yes. This is the dementor's kiss of frog.
All right. Now say this again, but say it's a real podcast to the camera just
this
in case we use
this
clip.
This is a real podcast.
Say what you just said again, but say real podcast
it's
after
like,
you say it.
It's like a Mentor's kiss, but of amphibians. This podcast is real.
Real podcast.
Real podcast.
I just think we have to say that now in case we use the clip.
Okay, real podcast.
Yeah, I just end
real
if
podcast.
It's a good thing you're saying, end it with real podcast.
Hey Jake, how's your thread count? Staying with
staying
us. Is it too high?
Us.
Is it too low? Like
too high, too low?
Too high.
It's too high. Okay.
I'm gonna
I'm gonna go in there and I'm gonna take some of those threads out. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry.
You're too comfortable.
Okay. Oh,
it's too soft.
Thank God. Okay.
So soft. But you know what? You know what's not soft is this hard trivia.
I don't know. Ooh. It's hard?
It's hard. Well, I don't think it's that hard, no. But I just needed a transition.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I said that.
Yeah, a little segue real podcast.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can frog it to the water.
You can let a frog in your house, but you can't lead it to the bucket.
If you can lead a horse to water, but you'll never need to lead a frog to water. They'll find it on their own.
Great.
Who can fuck the cow if you can get
real
the milk?
Real podcast.
Real podcast.
Okay.
Cow's fucking a cow?
What? No, no one heard that.
Do you meet them in an improv class?
I met them in an improv class, and we mirrored each other, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Yeah.
But you know, it sort of fizzled and eventually I had to move on. Okay. Anyways, so we're talking about trilogies.
Just not.
Sorry, was that one a little too spotty? Sorry, I'm milking this joke. Okay.
Kyle.
We have we are talking about trilogies again, this real podcast.
Real podcast.
That's a great clip.
Yeah, you'll want that.
I fucked a cow. We're talking about trilogies. Real podcast.
Real podcast.
Oh, this one's real? Yeah, I don't need you to tell me that. Based on the way that your mind just went, I'm pretty sure this is a real podcast.
Okay, real podcast. So we're talking about trilogies again.
Yes.
And while this one has more than three entries, it's hard to find things with just three entries nowadays.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Well, they do turn
everything.
Especially
things I know.
Yeah.
Sometimes a trilogy was a trilogy, and then they make it longer.
That's what this was. It was
now,
a trilogy.
Have you ever, Jake, have you ever read Aragon, those books?
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Did I cut this out from last week? I hope I did.
It doesn't matter.
I didn't. I owned it, but I never ended up reading it.
It doesn't matter. I'm a big fan. I would recommend it. I loved that book as a kid.
And now we're just talking about it.
But now, so it's a story of a young boy.
Yeah.
Discovers a dragon egg. No, basically, like, in the back flap, it'll be like, Christopher Paolini wrote this book, blah, 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 blah.
19 years old, right?
19 years old. He wrote this book.
Dang.
He's currently finishing the other books in the Inheritance trilogy. But there was too many books, and it is no longer a trilogy. Mm. So it's like a special thing to have the Aragon books that say trilogy, because it's now the Inheritance Cycle Real Podcast.
Cycle Real Podcast. Mm-hmm.
I think everything should have to be a trilogy.
Everything. Mm. Mean Girls.
And
if you want to do a fourth,
the Bible.
Bible.
If you want to do a fourth one, you have
Where's
to commit.
Book three of the Bible? That's what I want to know.
You have to commit to a second trilogy if you want to do a fourth one.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know Star Wars.
Yeah, well, Star Wars has
Star
three
Wars
trilogies.
Three
That's
trilogies.
Nice.
Yeah. Right now.
Okay. Anyways, so Super Smash Bros.
Oh, okay.
Was released in North America on April 26, 1999.
Good.
That's this week.
Oh.
Okay.
1999 this week.
It's
this
1999 week. This week is the part I was saying. Yes, Jake.
Wow. Yes. Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I like that. I prefer that.
The starting lineup for this N64 release was just 8 characters. Mario, DK, Link, Samus, Yoshi, Kirby, Fox, and Pikachu. So, I just wanted to say that. It doesn't really relate to the trivia.
I knew it. Okay. He does this. With the Nintendo ones, he'll just say, he'll be like, well, the Nintendo SNES
I'm painting
is
a picture.
It's not painting a picture. You're throwing...
You have
throwing...
to put the sky in the background.
Oh.
Anyways,
that's a beautiful sentence, but I hate that it got wasted on this.
I hate that it got wasted. Almost what we call this podcast. Okay, so for the release of this game, they had a TV commercial where they had like big mascot-esque type versions of the characters frolicking around happily in a field to the tune of So Happy Together.
Yeah.
Right? Famous commercial.
I've seen this
commercial. It was
commercial.
A great commercial for announcing the release of the game. So, but then one trips another, and all heck breaks loose.
Oh, no.
So my question to you all is, which character trips which other character?
Oh.
Is it Mario tripping Yoshi, DK tripping Pikachu, Pikachu tripping DK, or Yoshi tripping Mario? We're going to find out after this
Real podcast.
He's really into
Real
it.
Podcast.
Look at him.
We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by ghosts. Just like people, but a little bit different. Ghosts.
Whoa! Oh, man. Sorry, guys. I'm a freaking cloud, and I just blew all the wind I had right out of me. And guess what? Now I got to sleep for 24 to 25 hours, and it's going to be a snooze fest because I got all the wind out of me. And once that happens, I don't know if you're like a cloud expert, but I sort of am. You got to sleep for at least 1 day to 25 hours. It's a common theme that we do. But you know what? Don't worry. We'll be back real soon. We'll be blowing your little brains out, because if there's one thing I love, it's sweet. I got great energy today.
That was great. Yeah. Whoa, you do.
That was really good.
I got a great energy,
I'll
guys.
It
must
be
this green tea.
I got the lavender oat chill from Starbucks. Have you had this yet?
No.
It is.
Tell me about it.
Okay, I'll tell you about it. You know soap?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if it had oat milk in it. When you were
Every time you
it.
Wash your hands, don't you wish you could drink
Don't you wish you could drink
the soap?
Do you wish you could...
I did offer to get Jake a Starbucks, my treat.
Oh,
he refused.
Well, I've already had a lot of coffee today.
No, I don't need your excuse. You're honestly like one of the best guests to have because you're the best.
Stop.
It's true. It's true.
No,
it's
I'll true. Do it anytime. I'll do it anytime.
Well, we're doing it right now.
And tomorrow and the day after.
Great.
And the day after tomorrow. So one thing I wanted to say.
Yeah. Yeah, Kyle.
If you haven't watched it yet, Maggie is on Abbott Elementary. You can watch it on Hulu now.
Yes.
It was on ABC.
Available on Hulu, folks.
Now it's on Hulu.
They didn't cut me out.
They didn't cut Maggie out. We were very nervous that she got cut. You crushed it, so check out Abbott Elementary.
One line, baby, and I'm already just really, like, really too big for my britches.
She's changed.
They cut to you a couple times.
You're right. Yeah. You're right, Kyle. You got some, you it's got more some, of, a, you got of an act. Time. I have sort of act
She's
one.
She's more like an actor.
Yeah.
Maggie
like,
wouldn't even look me in the eye when I arrived here today.
I still won't. I told him specifically, stop. Don't.
The episode is called Too Ava Too Fest. Yeah. Check it out on Hulu. I also wanted to plug Devin. Previous roommate. She's a writer for Entertainment Weekly.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She has the EW cover story this past week.
Oh, yeah.
About Doctor Who.
It's great.
And I read that article. So good. Yep. So excited for Doctor Who.
Yes.
Coming back. It's going to be, and it's going to be on
and
Disney Plus
enough
to watch.
About Doctor Who. Let's talk about me. Yeah, it was an incredible experience.
yes,
no,
Maggie.
I actually do want to say one thing, not about me, but we had a little viewing party and Kyle cooked everybody school lunches and it was adorable.
I saw
it was
the
really
cute. Little trays.
Yeah,
yes.
Little trays.
So cute.
It was super cute.
I got
cute.
Like little school lunch trays. And Maggie, I have to ask, are you going to use that school lunch tray
every day forever? Yeah.
Because that felt like the type of thing you would want to use.
Honestly, it's like a bento box, but without the box.
Yeah.
You just
get the box
like,
out of there.
I don't want that covered up. I want to see it.
And so I wasn't going to talk about this, but I did write it down in my little field notes.
Look at that.
Real podcast. And here's a review on Amazon for this tray because I knew you'd love this tray.
I do.
And the review is kid loves it. I'm not sure why my daughter wants to recreate her school lunch experience while at home, but she does. She begged me for this tray and loves it. It is used almost daily. So I thought that summarized Maggie pretty well.
Wow. Yeah.
If there's other ways I can recreate my school experience, I would also love that. Grades, ways to just do extra credit, anything. I would love that. Things were simpler back then.
Yeah, getting in trouble for talking all the time.
Yeah, I did. That happened to me. Yeah, yeah. That was you. Yeah, that did happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I just felt like I should be able to talk.
Yeah. I don't
know. I have things to say.
You should, Jake.
I don't care about this.
All for that.
Chemistry.
And I'm all for getting back to this trivia.
Oh, yeah.
So who tripped who? Was it Mario tripping Yoshi, DK tripping Pikachu, Pikachu tripping DK, Yoshi tripping Mario?
It can't be Yoshi. Yoshi wouldn't trip someone.
No, I feel like Pikachu was a part of it.
Okay.
I think, but maybe it's just because that's the mascot I can picture the most clearly.
No, I'm deferring to you on this. I think you need to go with your gut. I think it would be DK or what was the second, with the third one, Kyle?
Pikachu tripping DK.
Pikachu. So, okay, we think DK's involved. DK.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say Pikachu trips DK because DK would get angry.
Yeah.
Right?
And Pikachu is low to the ground already, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for giving us that clue. That really makes me think it's not that. based on how excited you were
like,
to
chime
in.
No,
I'm just helping paint the picture.
You
guys have
right.
the paints and I'm just doing the edges.
I just think... Okay.
Say any one of them, and I'll give you a reason they could do it.
Okay, Kyle, why would Yoshi trip someone?
He's tired of being the mute one.
Hmm.
You know, he just wants to he wants to shine more.
Yeah.
He's like, ride me around one more time.
Yeah, ride me
I
one more
you.
Fucking time.
I want an egg.
Hit my head and make my tongue pop out one more
one
time,
more
bitch.
Fucking time.
I want you to.
Yeah,
do
yeah.
it. Give me a reason.
I like it.
Okay, now I've come around. Now I think it's Yoshi. Yeah. Yoshi has the rage. All right, what do we think? What do we think, Jake?
If I were making the commercial,
yeah,
I would make Pikachu trip DK because I think that is comical. You think of DK as more of the tough character.
Yeah, tough guy.
Seeing like the what could be perceived as the more weak character do that is comical to little children.
Yeah, Pikachu.
And is also marrying different franchises. Mm. You know, Mario and Yoshi
belong
together.
They're the same, you're right.
And the whole point of these games is that you're seeing all these characters interact.
They're fighting.
So I'm coming at it from a marketing perspective.
Wow, holy shit. I mean, that answer was so... I can't even possibly choose a different thing than that. I'm with Jake. That's what I choose.
Do you have a main for Super Smash?
I go between Zelda and Peach.
Ooh. I love Zelda. Zelda's great. And I've always wanted to be really good at Peach, and I never was. Peach is awesome.
Well, what's good about her is you can kind of float around for a really long time,
that's...
and no one can touch you.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to fight as much as you just like stay alive while everyone kills
that's
each other.
That's truly the only thing I ever tried to do in Super Smash.
Because
I could try and like get good at, but I just button mash. I'm like, I don't know.
I'm too stressed.
Jump, float.
get a little more stressed, guys, because you are.
Damn!
Fuck.
Crap!
It was Mario tripping Yoshi.
But Jake's reasoning.
I know it was good reasoning, but I think they gave it to the head honcho.
Yoshi did a fight with Mario? That was the last thing I would expect.
Mario tripped Yoshi.
And so
that's
then Yoshi
so messed up.
He tripped Yoshi on purpose?
Yeah.
100%.
Like, that's dark.
Foot goes out.
After everything Yoshi's done for Mario, he trips his ass.
I dare you to. I want you to trip me. Yeah. I want it.
It's like, I'm going to swallow you and poop you out as an egg.
Okay, you're going to be reborn.
Yeah.
Your mom won't be your mom anymore because I'm going to be your mom.
I'm your mommy.
Call
now,
me
Mario.
Mommy. Yeah.
That was after that, right?
That
yes, happened right
that was the scene right after. So after happy together.
I'm your mommy now.
I'm your mommy now. I gotta say a quick story of something that happened to
yes,
me.
Yes, please share.
So the eclipse happened. I'm sorry, this will be old news by the time the podcast comes out.
We'll wait till the next eclipse.
We'll wait till the next one, 2025 or whenever it's coming out. I don't know why. I assume it's just happening next year. The yearly
Every
eclipse.
Year.
I was out in like a populated area, like by a coffee shop.
Ooh, I can picture it.
Yeah.
I'm there.
K&M Coffee in Highland Park. Delicious. We love it.
Okay.
I saw Jake there once, actually. I ran into Jake.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
It was so random. It was incredible.
It was a great moment.
So Jake,
made
you
my
can
day.
Picture this. It made my day
I'm
as
there.
Well. It was incredible.
Okay. Okay, I'm there too.
It was incredible. So I'm there. The eclipse is about to start. I have my glasses. Kyle got me some of the Griffith Observatory sanctioned eclipse glasses. Ooh, folks, don't look at the sun directly. I put on the glasses. I'm looking at the sun like, wow, this is crazy.
Yeah.
A person walks by and she's like, oh, is the eclipse turning? And I'm like, yeah. Do you want to see? And I'm like, she's like, yeah, of course. I hand her the glasses and she's holding like a brand new cup of cold brew coffee.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, no.
And she
oh,
goes no. and she puts the glasses on and she pours
no!
the coffee over herself.
Like lifts the coffee up as she lifts the glasses
as
up.
As she lifts her glasses up.
No.
And she's like, oh, and I'm like, oh my God. You know, I'm like, oh, it's fine. It's fine. And my response was, because I felt so awkward from my response was, don't worry. It happens all the time.
Don't worry, it happens all the time.
Don't worry, this happens all
People
the time.
People are always trying to use special glasses to look at the eclipse every day, and they spill their coffee all over the themselves, head to toe.
Head to toe.
Yeah.
I've done that with my watch, I think, where I tilt to look at my watch.
Yeah.
It's the stupidest thing in the world.
Yeah, it's so stupid. Oh, my God. That's I felt so bad. I mean, I think she was mortified.
Yeah,
like,
I'm sure.
Can you walk us through what she did after that happened?
I mean, she looked, obviously, at the eclipse. So I was like, oh, no, don't worry. Here, I'll take that. And I held her coffee
that's
for
nice.
Her. And
that's
I said,
nice.
It happens all the time.
Yeah,
she's
it happens
like,
all the time.
But she continued to look at the eclipse.
Well, she hadn't looked. Like, this was like,
she just knew
this
happened
the
coffee on herself.
She's like, can I look? Dumped it on her head. No, she went to go look. And then, you know, she hadn't seen anything. And then she finally looks at it. We end this as quickly as possible, but she has to look. Like, she can't be like, ah, and run
we
away.
We end this as quickly as possible. Also, what we almost called the podcast.
Let's end it now. Let's end it here. No, but it was truly just like, she looks and it was like, okay, bye. And, you know, I just left walking down the street like, I'm so sorry.
Wow. That's
so
insane.
Pissed.
That's so funny.
I tried to like really be like, it's okay.
Did you laugh?
I promise.
Did you laugh?
I promise.
Well,
I didn't. I
think
said,
it would have been hard not to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I swear to God, I was. I think my training. From all the years.
Yes.
And being in the trenches, even with you, Jake.
Yes.
Throughout those trenches that we were in.
Yes.
I feel like it trained me to keep
the improv cruise.
The improv cruise, to stay straight and be like
composure.
The funniest thing in the world could happen, and I'll just be like, it means nothing to me. It happens all the time.
Trust me.
Trust me.
Burbank, California.
Oh, you think I'm going to find this funny? Seen it. I've seen someone do this.
I'm not even entertained. Yeah. Try harder next time.
Yeah. Try harder, folks.
Like, you need to try harder.
Nice try, clown.
Okay. You're not going to get on the Herald team with that routine. Okay.
Burbank,
look at me,
California. Concord, California. Stockton, California. Orlando, Florida, Union Gap, Washington State. Oh, sorry, I'm just reading open Sears locations here.
Kyle!
Union Gap, Washington State, Braintree, Massachusetts.
Not
These are
Braintree.
Sears that are still open.
Not Braintree.
Plaza Las Americanas, Puerto Rico.
There's a Sears
in Puerto Rico.
Hey, wow. Jake, lean into the mic quick.
No.
Lean into the mic. Lean into the mic quick. Hey.
You know
Sears is back and bigger than ever.
I've been hearing that
no.
exclusively on this podcast from your
that's
mouth.
Nice of you to say that you've listened to it.
I have, of course, that's nice.
very nice.
I haven't heard it anywhere else.
That's
we can edit around that.
I haven't heard it. Real podcast.
Did you have a Sears story?
A Sears story?
What's your Sears story?
You know,
#trademark.
No.
I I never went there because Sears and JCPenney were kind of like a package deal for a while.
Really?
And this is hurting it.
Get over it, Kyle.
Penny is Sears adjacent.
Honestly, I'm so thirsty to hear about any other store that I will listen to Jake's JCPenney story right now.
Let's hear it. Let's go. Go.
Make it good, make it long, okay. Make it entertaining, yeah, make it funny.
We have to get even land. I shopped there as a kid in the Husky section, if you remember those days. When there was a Husky section of the store for Husky boys.
An icicle stab into my heart. I feel chilled inside my core at the thought of that.
Yeah, I want to know who decided husky was the word.
It's an interesting term.
Husky. Just a little husky.
Look, we got extra husk?
Yeah.
Like a corn?
Yeah.
Or husky, like a dog.
Did you have a fondness for Penny's?
I mean, only in that it was one of two stores that were in my hometown, so I had no choice.
Yeah. Was Sears the other one?
Well, Sears was across the way, but it was only appliances. It wasn't like anything else.
Did they have a Husky section in that?
Yeah.
Husky appliances.
For your Husky washers and dryers.
Your boy can fit in this washer.
Yeah.
Supersize me.
Yeah. Well, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about this beautiful black and white photo I saw in a coffee shop that showed a picture of Sears and I had a little caption below it.
I saw it yesterday.
I saw it today. I was at Jones
Coffee
over
Roasters
in South Pasadena.
South Pasadena, real podcast.
And so the artist behind this beautiful photo is Scott Kuza. I hope I'm saying that right. Mm-hmm. I followed him on Instagram, but I requested, you know, like that was like a week or two ago. I requested him and I'm still left on request.
Scott,
wow. You don't happen to know this person, do you, Scott? Kuza?
Yeah, Jake, do you have any connects?
My dad.
We don't joke about Sears. Okay?
Be serious.
But he does have two mutual friends. Do you remember who this? I won't say the whole profile. Do you remember this Megs? Because we're friends with Megs. I'm not sure who that is. You don't?
No.
Okay.
The
other person that is a mutual friend of this Scott character is someone named, I'm not going to dox their profile, but Patrick is their name.
Okay.
And I met them while sitting at Jones Coffee one time.
What?
I was sitting there and like there was like no tables open. So someone came up to me like, oh, do you mind if I sit here? I'm like, yeah, that's fine. It's packed, huh? And we like made a little chit chat. And then we're both just doing our own thing. And then a few minutes go by and we start talking. It turns out he's a stand up. And I was like, I work at the comedy store, blah, blah, blah. So we talk and we exchange Instagrams.
Worst case scenario, sitting next to a stand up.
I was going
to
say, like, every single thing. I was like, it was amazing. We had a great time. I'm like,
it was fun.
I'm like, first of all, first strike is someone sitting at my table. I'm like, no, you can just have it and I leave.
Right.
I would rather leave.
I would rather pour coffee all over myself and then run away.
Second thing, he's like, I do stand up comedy. I'm out. I'm sorry.
No. He was a nice guy.
No. I'm sure. I have lots of friends who do stand-up comedy, including people.
He might be our in
that I'm very close
for talking to this Scott.
All right, Kyle. Did you message him?
No, I didn't message him yet. Do you think it'd be weird if I did?
Yeah.
Ultimately, yes.
Undeniably.
Yeah. Mm. But I'm not saying you shouldn't.
I am.
Well, he's the only connect I have.
I'm saying it outright. You're going to be okay, Kyle. He's going to request... It sounds like somebody who probably just like didn't see it.
What do you hope to get from this?
What do you hope to get from this? Thank you, Jake. Why are we doing this?
I don't care for your tone.
Oh, no, it was simply a question. I'm just trying to understand more.
Can you say it again
more.
And say real podcast?
What do you hope to get from this man, real podcast? Okay. Real podcast.
Real podcast.
Wow.
I hope, honestly, that he gives us the Sears painting for an extreme discount. Maybe I would pay $50.
You want me to hang Sears
Can you imagine?
Art? In our home with our children someday, you want me to be like, yes, that's daddy's most prized possession.
I mean,
it's a picture of a Sears.
It could be in the studio space. Doesn't have to be like in the home.
Okay. I mean, how much is he asking for this picture to begin with? Let's talk about this.
I think it was $450.
Wow.
$450.
It's art.
Is it a painting or a photograph?
It's a black and white photo.
With a
handwritten inscription.
And I will say this. It is nice. It's very nice. It's very nice.
It's nice.
Very nice.
If you're gonna shit on it, I'm gonna have to get up and walk out.
It's very nice. Very nice.
I haven't even seen. I couldn't shit on it.
Imagine a beautiful picture.
Yeah, imagine the most beautiful picture you could imagine.
Imagine that.
Double.
Well,
double.
It's not a Sears. It's not what I'm imagining.
Now I want you to imagine that it's a Sears.
Okay. Tall order. No, I'm sure it's great. I'd love to see it. Do you have a picture of it?
I think I deleted the picture.
Kyle, this is
You don't save a picture of the Mona Lisa. You need it on your wall.
Oh, my God.
That's what they say. Don't settle for a photo of the Mona Lisa. Buy it.
Have you ever seen the Mona Lisa in person? Have you been to Paris?
No and no.
She's little.
I've heard tiny.
Tiny baby girl.
Yeah.
Tiny baby girl.
But I've never gone, thank you for exposing me as someone who's uncultured.
Yeah. Have you even been like anywhere? Like, do you ever like leave your house?
Barely.
All right. Speaking of uncultured, I have a segment. It's called Fill in the Room. Yes.
Fill in the room.
This is a segment where we're going to fill in the blank on old roommate lovers' quotes. So I'm just pulling from one episode here. I believe this is pulled from episode 9.
Episode of 9 roommate of lovers, Roommate Lovers.
Called Bull Roar.
Okay.
Great episode, by the way. I listened to some of this, and we're going to fill in the blank. I have three
I have fleas.
And it's itchy, but I'm not going to go into that right now because three fill in the blanks.
Okay.
That I'm going to ask you guys, and I want you to try to fill in the blanks.
I'm not worried about it.
Really?
I mean, I did it, right? Like, I'm sure.
Yeah, you remember.
It's going to be easy for me.
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready for fill in the room?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. All right, Maggie says, we're talking about the vaccine, okay?
Oh, no.
Believe it or not.
My whole soul just fell away.
I know. That's how long ago this was.
Oh, my God.
And Maggie
I wish
goes,
we'd never gotten it.
And that's well, okay, next
I wish
next
we'd
one.
Never gotten it. I'm so sick of being healthy and protected.
So we're talking about Maggie got the first dose.
Yes.
Before me. And so Maggie's joking around and she said, so I just ran. I was like, thanks, bye. And I ran. And I'm sorry that I pushed you so hard to the ground as I was going. And then Kyle says, it's okay. I found a blank.
Okay.
Hmm.
Now, this is not only a hilarious bit that we were doing on the podcast, a comedy podcast, but also might
a real comedy podcast.
Hey,
that's almost what we called the show, actually. A real comedy podcast.
Not a bad title.
Is this bit getting old?
Never. Okay. It couldn't possibly.
No, bits don't.
They don't
get
old.
Bits don't die. They just go away.
They just go away.
That's good.
Yeah,
that was good. Bits don't die. They just go away.
Just like people.
Yeah.
They're
always there.
I'm going to say you found...
We forgot for you to sniff my arm.
Oh, God damn it.
Well, what are we going to do?
Now we'll never know. All right, keep going, Maggie.
I'm going to say you found a...
it's okay. I found a... blank.
A picture of a dog.
Okay. Jake, do you have any input on this?
I found a loose syringe.
That's actually, that makes more sense.
So Maggie says, I'm sorry I pushed you so hard to the ground as I was going. And I go, it's okay. I found a nickel.
Of course.
A nickel.
You would find a nickel.
Yeah, that was my second guess.
I was overthinking it.
Then we keep going.
Though I will say Jake's punch up is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's better.
I'll give you that. Jake says, Jake's makes more sense.
If anyone's hiring writers,
honestly, maybe we will be. Can you please?
Yeah, we actually could really use that.
Yeah, we could use a punch up.
Live writer.
Great.
Change it.
Just you're like off to the side. We're like interviewing people, talking to people, and you're like, hang on, cut.
Yeah, say something else.
Say loose this syringe.
Yeah.
We could really use that, Jim.
Okay, great.
Please.
Very helpful.
Great.
So then we go on. I say, it's okay, I found a nickel. And Maggie goes, oh, that's nice. And I say, yeah, that was a shiny curve on the cloud that is the blank. I say, that was a shiny curve on the cloud that is the...
On the cloud that is the... I mean, my gut says pandemic.
Yeah. Pandemic or global pandemic?
Global pandemic. We're going to say the shiny curve on the bell and the clouds.
Maggie says, oh, that's nice. And I go, that was a shiny curve on the cloud that is the silver lining.
Of course, Kyle.
Guys, of course.
Remember who you're dealing with.
Okay, right.
Okay,
Kyle's brain doesn't work the same as ours.
The last one, Maggie continues on and goes, Maggie says, everyone knows nickels are made out of the silver lining of clouds.
Wow, we really just...
And Kyle goes, of course, that's just common sense. And Maggie says...
Well, I'm guessing...
5 cents.
Ooh, yeah. I couldn't decide if you'd be if you had made a pun and you'd be exasperated by that.
Yeah, like, ugh.
Yeah, but, or maybe you took it further.
Yeah, it was the pandemic. My brain was really...
Cents. I like 5 cents.
I'm going to say 5 cents.
I'll co-sign on 5 cents.
Let's listen to the whole clip here. Here we go.
Oh my God. Good listeners. We had in line, there was only one left between the two of us, and and Kyle was like, Maggie, you should get it.
Maggie has asthma and end of list.
Yeah.
And so for that.
And so I just ran. I was so like, thanks, bye. And I ran. And I pushed. I'm sorry that I pushed you so hard to the ground as
you
I was going.
It's okay. I mean, I found a nickel.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So that was a shiny curve on the cloud. That is the silver lining. That's the expression.
Well, everyone knows nickels are made out of the silver from silver linings of clouds.
Of course. Mm-hmm. That's just common sense.
It is common sense.
That's pretty good.
That's not anything. I just said it again. That was anything.
Good. Well, I didn't mean to say the pun, so you clarified
that's
it.
That's not anything. Wow.
That's not anything. What
classic
we almost named this podcast.
Classic quotes.
Thank you for playing. Fill in the room.
That is actually so insane to go through and listen to it. And
it's really funny to listen to. And honestly, I gotta say, I feel like we crushed it. That episode was great. Look, I think after 3 years, you're allowed to say if something was good. And yeah. I think we crushed it.
Yeah, I think we crushed it. Yeah. I think we crushed it like I crushed you into the ground to get a vaccine over you.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. I forgot that we waited in line to get like early vaccines for people who remember,
just spoiling the episode for people.
Yeah, sorry. Don't go back and listen to our old catalog. Listen to the new ones. Don't go back and listen to our
Sears
catalog.
Yeah, we did. We waited like in a standby line to be like, are there any syringes left?
Yeah, because they had to use them or else they'd go in the garbage.
Yes.
So we're like, we'll go. We're going to try. And the one day it worked, and then it worked for Kyle. And then like I had to go back. It was crazy.
Yeah, the syringe either goes in the garbage or in you.
Or
human.
In an arm. Yes. I'd never been so excited to get a shot in my life.
Just wait in the trash can, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. Jake, thank you so much for being our roommate this week.
Oh,
it's always a pleasure to have you here.
It's an honor, truly. Oh.
No,
the
honor's ours.
I'll stay literally anytime.
Okay, well, please do. Just a reminder, please don't touch the thermostat.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try.
Please stop touching the thermostat.
Yeah. Leave the thermostat alone.
I don't like when you touch the thermostat, Jake.
I mean, I would get in trouble for that as a child, so this is
up
actually
or down?
Tricking.
Would you like?
Both.
Oh.
And I didn't understand how it works. And so I never did what I wanted.
You're just pushing buttons at random.
Well, it was confusing because, and I know we got to go, but there was like a little water droplet. And to me, I was like, water makes you cooler. It will make the house cooler.
Yeah.
Amazing. I'll turn it towards this, but it was actually the heat.
Yeah.
And there was one moment where my dad was like, why is it so goddamn hot in here? You know?
So in the summer, you're turning on the heat? He's pissed as hell.
That's
so
really funny.
Why is water heat? That is not, that does not make
question
sense.
A question that will have to be for another time.
Okay.
Jake, I'll write in.
Anything
Thank
you'd like
you.
To share or say before we get out of here and leave you to your bunk?
Yeah, well, follow my friend Caitlin Wolcott, who is a guest on this pod as well.
Yes, she's also hilarious.
She got Kyle drunk on an episode.
Yes.
It's an iconic episode.
I really was having a laugh listening to that.
Yeah, that was insane.
But we have a podcast called Give Me That D, a Disney Channel Original Movie Breakdown podcast.
It's amazing.
It's one of my favorite things ever.
Yep.
Thank you for saying that. We have so much fun. We are on a small hiatus at this moment.
I know.
And it is coming back, and we'll have some news about what that means. There should be an episode this spring.
Ooh. Ooh.
What?
Spring has sprung, Jake.
Spring has sprung, Jake.
Yeah.
When is spring?
And then you can look forward to a lot of exciting things at the end of the summer.
Okay. Ooh.
That's what I'll
so
say.
Vague.
I'm sensing a end of the notebook sort
I'm
of feel.
Yeah. I'll tell you guys off air.
Okay, great.
Heck yeah,
I'm
guys.
Excited.
Get out of here because we got to listen to Jake. Jake, thank you so much for being here. You are the best.
Good
love you so much.
Me. Love you both.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Roommate Lovers. And boy, oh boy, was that a wild romp.
Oh, that was a romp and a half show.
Wow.
Yeah, sheesh.
Call that Mr. Toad, because that was a wild ride.
Yeah, call it Mr. Frog, because guess what? The frog's in the mop bucket, folks.
Yeah, that's right.
It's getting sloppy fast.
You're telling it, Cookie.
Oh, you know it, Miss Bookkeeper. anyways, thank you so much, Jake, for being here. Always an honor
he's
to have
He's not here.
You
don't have to thank him
now. He's somewhere on the premises renting
he?
A room.
Yeah, he's our roommate.
Oh, yeah, that's of course. No,
that's
said,
how it
yeah.
works.
You said renting a room. I got it. Yeah,
yeah.
I get it.
Got
no,
it.
I get what we're doing.
Good.
I get what we're doing.
I get what we're doing.
I get the bit.
And I'm sure you guys also get what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we need your help.
Please.
With questions.
Please send them to us.
Send us questions, please. You can send us anonymous questions mm-hmm. or anything you find around the internet. The form for the anonymous questions can be found in this episode description.
Just scroll on down, bitch. You're going to find it. I'm so sorry I used that language.
Yeah. You can also leave us a voicemail.
Yeah, and the number for that is 989-442-7575. That's 989-44-ASK-RL.
ASK-RL. Get it? We are RL.
We're RL. Another thing you can do while you're scrolling down there, you bitch, to
okay,
send us
wow.
a question.
Chill it,
bitch.
Dude.
I'm sorry.
You're
I don't like
it so many times in
I
a row.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm not trying to do this. But okay. if you could leave us a review, that would be incredible. If you could just scroll down into Apple or Spotify and all this stuff,
wow.
leave us 5 stars and then words, some kind of words
wow.
in the text box.
Mm-hmm.
That
That's
would be so helpful. The words could be anything like, hey, listen to it, good times, or
this podcast makes me feel weak in the knees in the same way I do right before I'm about to throw up.
Yeah, say that. That would
yeah,
be honestly,
be so nice.
Literally so helpful.
So helpful.
We would love that. So thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. Merch only has a 2 or 3 more weeks of merch. The Happy Hellhawk has deemed it so.
Yes, there's all kinds of good stuff in there. We got sweatshirts, we got t-shirts, we've got hoodies, we've got tank tops. We've got every single thing on the top of you
yeah,
that you could that
merch.
You could wear on your torso.
And once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
I don't know how much more clearly that... I mean, I could... I have the design saved on my computer,
but it's not
but
coming
I'm not
going
to do it.
It's not coming
I'm
back.
I'm not going to bring it back.
Please, help us.
Help us. Help you.
Someone
get
came
cozy.
To my house last night wearing a Roommate Lover shirt.
We won't dox them.
We won't dox their location or address.
But they are
but
awesome.
But if you scroll down, it's in the episode description.
No, it's not. But
it
the
is
merch
not.
Is.
The merch is. But I was blown away. It literally shook off her jacket, and I was like...
Yeah, I was like this.
I was like, gasp.
And then we had to go to the ER because we were out mm-hmm. of breath.
Yeah.
Just like I am now. So let's get out of here.
Okay.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Maggie. Go for a walk.
Everything is going to be all right.
Dang it. I'm all out of bees. My flowers are... got all their pollens out and no one's coming to get it. Ugh, so embarrassing. All the other yards around got bees, but not me. I don't got any bees. Hi, I'm Scribbly Scrubbalo, and if you have this problem, don't worry, because I can release the bees unto you. Oh, wow, really? My embarrassing yard can be finally pollinated full of bees to get the pollen all over their proboscis and also on their body? They can pollinate other stuff? That's right. Here's a bag of bees. Release it into your yard and you'll be happy. That's the buzz.
Hey, I'm a neighbor and I just wanted to say I can't believe my eyes.
Get out of here.
Oh,
we
sorry.
Made a bee pun already.
Oh, my bad.
Release the bees.
Oh, not the bees. Not the bees.
Sorry, I just winged it.
I'm Nick Cage and I approve this
message. Shut up.
That's it. Bye-bye.